Yours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Biodiversity is fundamental to societal well-being and economic development, and its decline, both globally and in Ireland, poses serious threats to people. In Ireland, almost a third of EU-protected species and 85% of EU-protected habitats are in what has been described as unfavourable status. Over half of native Irish plant species have declined in the last 20 years, and 30% of our semi-natural grasslands have been lost in the past decade. The list goes on, and it's imperative that we arrest these declines and start the process of regeneration. To do this, we need to know the meaning and importance of biodiversity. It's a topic schoolchildren should and are conscious of, including these pupils from CBS Primary in Ennis.
What exactly is biodiversity?
Why is biodiversity so important to the planet?
Is our biodiversity under threat?
What are the main causes of biodiversity loss?
How does climate change impact biodiversity?
What are local communities doing to protect our biodiversity?
What can my school do to help save our biodiversity?
The Return to Nature Church Project is a national environmental initiative aimed at returning 30% of church grounds in Ireland to nature by 2030. The project is a response to the global biodiversity crisis and has been taken on by local groups across Clare, including Quinn Village Tidy Towns. Volunteers met with an ecologist to explore ways to implement positive changes into the grounds at St. Mary's Church. Elaine Heineywall is a horticulturist and volunteer with Quinn Village Tidy Towns. Elaine first told me how she got involved.
Back in March, in our parish newsletter, I seen a notice from Quinn Tidy Towns invite anybody who was interested in volunteering on the Return to Nature Church project. So I contacted Quinn Tidy Towns and they invited me to a meeting which was held here on site with ecologist and pollinator specialist Karina Dakin-Kirst, and there was volunteers from Quinn Tidy Towns, Father Tom, Father Rock, and the parish church landscaper. So we walked the site with Karina, and she surveyed the whole site. She then drew up a report and plan and sent it back to Liz there, and we've been working on that plan since then.
When the plan started, you had a lovely area, quite a sizable area to work with.
Yes.
What was the plan? What was your hope for this fantastic green area around St. Mary's Church in Quinn?
Yeah, as you can see, we're very lucky here. We have some lovely mature trees on site, and as we're standing here on lovely oak trees as well. So what we did is some of the volunteers came and they marked out the areas that we wanted to turn into wildflower long grass meadows. So they marked that out, and then they continued to mow the grass on fortnightly intervals to distinguish the line and also to continue to maintain the short grass. So then the parish keeper and volunteers, they planted some thyme plants, which you can see here around the oak trees. They're excellent for providing food for pollinators. That was in March, say, we started that. So then as the seasons progressed, we started to notice, so we have dandelions, buttercups, all those early flowering spring flowers, and they are vital for the pollinators. They need those for their first source of energy, food, when they emerge after hibernation. And then other species started to arrive. There was like cuckoo flower, knapweed, and we really were excited when common spotted orchids started to appear. We didn't think they would appear at all on the first season. So it was just, there's an amazing collection and habitat and versatile species within the meadows that we see today. So it's really providing great food for our pollinators And we're delighted with also many varieties of grass as well are spotted in the wildflowers.
Is it a big job maintaining the wildflower meadow? And you would have had, of course, your own expertise, but outside expertise to guide you, because a large area to cover.
Yeah, my expertise is in amenity horticulture, and I have biodiversity and conservation interests. So basically, really, Pat, we're letting it go back to nature. So nature does its course, and it's just leaving it naturalize, and just maintaining all the area, like to distinguish where it is. We also put up Barry O'Loughlin in Clare County Council, the biodiversity officer. He very kindly gave us signs to put up, just to share with the parishioners so they know what's happening. So it's an educational project as well, right in the heart of our wonderful village here in Quinn, and it's getting all different areas of the community to see what is going on and to appreciate what can be done.
A lot of what you're doing, of course, is educating yourselves, but educating locals, parishioners, the schools as well. And you have signs around the church which will tell people what exactly is here.
As you can see there, Pat, behind we have a statue here of St. Francis of Assisi, who is the patron saint of ecology, and we're very lucky to have him on the grounds. But also on behind him we have signs that the biodiversity officer gave to us, with details showing each of the flowers it represents and gives education to people that are visiting. Pictures of the flowers and the different insects that they attract and feed, which is great to have for anybody who's just walking around the grounds. You know, they can learn as they're visiting.
And the pictures of the flowers, so the chance maybe that someone locally might see that in their back garden or in a field nearby.
Yeah.
And they'll appreciate the importance of those flowers.
Yeah, the importance of all our native flowers. They're just there, we just have to let them grow and let nature take its course, basically. And the one thing is, we're trying to drum home really, is not to be using chemicals. Let it grow where you can, and if you can, just remove it by hand if you need to take a weed out or whatever. But you've always to think of nature, and like not only the bees and the pollinators, there's bats, there's birds, they're all connected within the ecosystem.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Clare FM.
Liz Condren is another volunteer with Quinn Village Tidy Towns and has been involved for a number of years.
I'm kind of involved in the categories for biodiversity and sustainability, two of the categories in the competition for the Tidy Towns. But there are lots of other categories as well. There's streetscape, there is litter picking, there's about six categories there. So we have a very big group involved in Tidy Towns, very vibrant and very hardworking, and a lot of volunteer hours are put into Quinn Tidy Towns.
The whole Tidy Towns concept has come a long way from 10 or 15 years ago, when mm-hmm. it was mostly about litter picking and pretty flowers. You've gone more environmentally friendly, you're more conscious of climate change and biodiversity, as you say, as well.
Yeah, well, I suppose they're, you know, keeping Quinn looking tidy and looking after the litter obviously is a very important part, you know, but I suppose it's kind of gone, the emphasis now is more on biodiversity actions, following the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, putting pollinator actions into everyday practice in the community, raising awareness about that, that's very important, organising events, you know, to further raise awareness about, you know, kind of proper way to go about looking after nature.
You had an event very, very recently as well, which relates to what we're talking about today, the whole issue of biodiversity and sustainability.
So we have had a number of events. So the last event we had here in the church grounds as part of the Return to Nature Clare Church Biodiversity Project was a plant identification workshop here in the church grounds. So we would have had a look at the meadow here that was facilitated by Phoebe O'Brien, who is a local botanist. So she basically was leading us in identifying the native flowers that are growing over there, the grasses, and basically telling us how to go about managing the meadow. And it's not like just a simple matter of letting the meadow grow. It's very important that the meadow is cut at the end of August so that the grass is removed from the soil. Otherwise, the soil becomes too rich and the grasses will crowd out the native flowers. So this meadow actually started just this year, and after about 5 weeks we noticed a wide variety of wildflowers growing, such as the oxeye daisy. We had some common spotted orchids, we had knapweed, yarrow, we had cat's ear, self-heal, and bird's foot trefoil. So it was really good for us to be able to identify those plants growing over there, because there was an educational aspect to it.
How then, Liz, did you become aware of the Return to Nature Church project?
Last year there was a workshop in Clare Castle which was given by Irish Seed Savers. So some of our volunteers went over to that particular workshop, and then I would have met Barry quite a bit at different events and so on. We were invited to get involved in this year's project. So I have to say it has had a really positive impact in the community. A lot more people have got involved in Quin Tidy Towns because of this project. It is allowing us to carry out actions from our Quin Biodiversity Action Plan, and it is really a rewarding project because we are guided every step of the way. We get huge support. There have been a lot of events organised here in Quin. During Biodiversity Week, there was quite a number of webinars that we went on, and we have got huge support in this particular project. So to other community groups, I would say definitely if you can get involved, go for it, because it's extremely rewarding and it really makes a big difference for nature.
We often see, Liz, if we're driving to the countryside past a church, some churches just surrounded by tarmac, adam or gravel. You're fortunate that you have a wonderful green area around, the whole way around St. Mary's Church here in Quin.
Absolutely, and we were very lucky that we have huge support from the parishioners here and from Father Tom Ryan, parish priest, who were really on board with this project. And I do think that parishioners can and visitors can see the difference that the patch of the wild meadow over there, like, it looks great. Now it's probably come to the end of its kind of beauty now, but it has to kind of, you know, fulfill a cycle. Like the seeds have to drop off the flowers so that they'll be there again for next year. But there was a beautiful display of wildflowers there going back, you know, a few weeks ago. So, you know, I think it's very rewarding to see that if you let patches of meadow or patches of lawn go back to nature, that, you know, you will see beautiful flowers emerging.
And have you been spotting more bees, more butterflies, more birds?
Well, that's a really good question, because Quin Village Tidy Towns, we carry out these flower insect counts. So that means you watch certain flowers for a period of time and you record how many insects visit those flowers, and then that data is uploaded to the National Biodiversity Data Centre. So we would have noticed and observed way more bees and way more insects, particularly around the meadow area, because obviously they're feeding off the plants and flowers for nectar and for pollen. So that's, the meadow is a way of doing its bit for pollinators.
We're not just talking about what's growing in the ground. You have so much in the air in terms of birds, and you have bats here as well. Thank and you're you. Caring for those populations.
Absolutely. So as part of this project, in actual fact, just yesterday we installed, I didn't personally install them, but they were installed here under the watchful eye of Catherine Dinney from Birdwatch Ireland. So there were two swift boxes put up here yesterday. And in actual fact, Quin Village Tidy Towns has always had an interest in swifts, because according to the 2020 Clare Swift Survey, two swift nests were recorded over there in Quin Abbey. So we actually installed a nest box on the back of the church last year before this project began. So swifts are a red listed bird in Ireland, which means their numbers are going down because they're losing places to nest. And this project is a way of providing them with safe places to nest here in the village. As part of this project, we also received a bird table from Ennis Men's Shed and some bird feeders. So we plan to take part in the Irish Garden Bird Survey over the winter, where we will watch which birds visit the table and the feeders, and we will upload that data. We have also installed a bat roost box here on the church grounds because quin is a special area of conservation for the lesser horseshoe bats. So we really have to do our best to protect that species. That roost box is a way of supporting local bat populations. Quin Tidy Towns, we're going to be taking part in the Dobenton Waters 2025 survey in August, and we've held plenty of bat walks and talks here in Quin as well, and they're always really well supported. So there is a great love for bats and a recognition of how important they are in biodiversity.
Today we heard from horticulturist Elaine Heiney-Wall, fellow volunteer with Quin Village Tidy Towns, Liz Condren, and pupils from CBS Primary in Ennis. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Ours to Protect.